Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, July 12th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Believers mobilize an emergency response to the hurricane in the United States. Tsunami relief tops $20 million, and a Christian radio ministry launches a new outreach to Serbia's gypsies. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in the United States. While Hurricane Dennis wasn't as bad as predicted, residents in Florida, Alabama, and Mississippi still felt its devastation. International AIDS Dean Agee says they're meeting immediate relief needs, but
it must just be incredibly devastating to have experienced two hurricanes like this within 10 months. You really would have to be a stoic person, and holding those people up in prayer, I think, is really important right now.
With last year's rough hurricane season and another predicted this year, IA is continuing to provide aid in situations like this. He says,
at International Aid, we really focus on what is it we can do, and then we try to be the most faithful and efficient stewards to the mission that we've been called to. And so no matter how many hurricanes or we have events like tsunamis, we try to remember the faithfulness, and we work and do what we can and try to make a difference in the lives of those we can touch.
Meanwhile, the death toll continues to rise in last week's London terrorist bombing. It's now eclipsed the 50 mark, and many in England are fearful of another attack. Christians gathered over the weekend to mourn and pray for peace and calm. However, a survey taken by the Associated Press found that many believe Al-Qaeda is mutating into a global insurgency, and there doesn't appear to be any answers, except one. It's only through Christ there can be any peace, which means the need to share the gospel is urgent. You're listening to Mission Network News. In Islam-dominated Indonesia sits the Christian province of West Timor. Many regional Timorese languages have been without scripture in their heart language. Roy Peterson of the Seed Company says that's changing.
We have watched a Bible translation movement just explode within the indigenous peoples of Timor. And so the Seed Company has been helping to sponsor the entire translation of this Kupang Malay regional language. And that has become the foundation for a movement into all the minority languages on the island.
22 languages are underway and 20 more are waiting for help. Peterson says it's exciting because
the Seed Company is not doing these translations. These translations are being done by the Indonesian brothers and sisters themselves. And we come alongside and help them. There's a tremendous amount of mentoring that's happening, but the beautiful thing is that these brothers and sisters are owning the project. They are so enthusiastic, and we're just trying to keep up with them.
Next, the gypsies, known as the Roma, are one of the most despised people groups in Eastern Europe. Tim Klingbeil tells how Transworld Radio's Serbian staff has been planning to reach gypsies in their region by radio.
The current gypsy programs we do in Bulgaria and Romania are not appropriate for them. So they have begun working with a Serbian church that had adopted the Roma people and began working with them in their community. There are two Romani elders who are very interested in helping to begin radio programs for their people.
Several Christian stations began ministry a decade ago. Their main challenge so far, says Klingbeil, has been having virtually no programming to air other than contemporary Christian English music.
Any programs that our partner is able to produce in the Albanian language are used by these stations and aired multiple times throughout the course of the week. So they're seeing a wonderful response to programs like Through the Bible, In Touch, Project Hannah's program, Women of Hope. It's the first program aired just for women in Albania.
And Baptist World Aid, the relief arm of Baptist World Alliance, reports that their partners have raised more than $20 million for tsunami relief. However, BWA's Paul Montacute says it'll take years for full recovery. He also says that there are other areas where even more incredible needs, like the silent tsunamis of death from HIV/AIDS and famine in sub-Saharan Africa. He says Christians need to help with funding because it provides opportunities to share the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The CD called Pressing On by Discovery House Music is available free as a gift from Mission Network News. Call 1-800-995-4828. Music by Larnell Harris, Michael O'Brien, and others singing about the Apostle Paul, the man who started the missionary movement, will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.